Here is chapter 4 of Rise 2, written in full and continuing cleanly from chapters 1 to 3. This chapter formalizes the two-level eliminative structure without introducing selection, teleology, or metaphor drift. Chapter 4. Elimination at two levels. Up to this point, the argument has quietly shifted. In Rise I, elimination acted on descriptions, rules that failed under repetition. Quantities that drifted. Relations that contradicted themselves. In Rise 2, elimination acts on something else. Not descriptions, but organizations. This chapter makes the distinction precise. Objects are not organizations. An object is a configuration of matter. An organization is a pattern of relationships that persists across many configurations. A rock is an object. A cell is an organization. A mind is an organization. Objects fail by breaking. Organizations fail by losing coordination. These are different failure modes, and they are filtered differently. First level elimination, physical admissibility. The first level of elimination never goes away. At this level, structures must obey conservation. Respect locality. Evolve consistently in time. Remain compatible with fields and space-time. Anything that violates these constraints is impossible. This level filters what can exist at all. Second level elimination, organizational survivability. The second level begins only once structure exists. At this level, organizations must maintain internal coordination. Tolerate noise and delay. Prevent error cascades. Repair or root around damage. Failure here does not violate physics. It merely causes collapse. This level filters what can persist. Why the levels must be separated. Confusion arises when these levels are mixed. For example, assuming physical law causes organization. Assuming organization rewrites physical law. Treating emergence as violation rather than filtration. Separating the levels avoids these errors. Physical law constrains possibility. Organizational survival constrains persistence. Neither replaces the other. Elimination without selection. It is tempting to describe second-level elimination as selection. That temptation should be resisted. Selection implies alternatives evaluated simultaneously. Competition toward outcomes. Optimization of traits. None of these are required. Organizations disappear simply because they cannot remain coherent. No comparison is needed. No goal is implied. Why stability looks like purpose. Surviving organizations often appear purposeful. They can maintain boundaries. Regulate flows. Preserve internal states. Respond to perturbation. This appearance is misleading. Purpose is not a cause. It is a symptom of survivability. Structures that behave as if they care about persistence are the only ones left to observe. Error is the central pressure. At the second level, error dominates. Not error in measurement. Error in coordination. Small mismatches, timing errors. Signaling errors. Structural inconsistencies. Grow unless actively contained. Organizations that do not manage error fail quickly. This is the central pressure shaping structure above law. Why memory becomes necessary? To manage error, organizations must remember. Not everything. Only enough to recognize deviation. Restore coordination. Avoid repeated failure. Memory is not optional at this level. It is the minimal response to accumulated error. When elimination becomes internal. At first, elimination is external. Structures collapse when conditions change. But as organization deepens, elimination moves inward. Internal processes detect failure. Correct deviation. Suppress instability. The organization begins to eliminate its own failures. This is a turning point. The boundary of this chapter. This chapter establishes a framework, not an example. It shows why two eliminative levels must exist. Why structure cannot be explained by law alone. Why survivability replaces permissibility as the dominant filter. What it has not yet shown is how organizations implement this internally. That is the next step. Closing sentence. Laws decide what may exist, organization decides what can endure. If you want next, I can write chapter 5, Why History Matters Once Structure Exists. Begin concrete case studies, cells, computation, learning, comma. Or pause for a consistency and scope check before continuing. Just say the direction.